Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another Clear the Screen podcast. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and we are excited to talk about the prime directives of the unconscious mind, which is just a fancy way of saying, what's the job of the unconscious mind? You know that we talk all about the unconscious mind, and what we do in our academy is literally teaching people how to access that other 90%. So after today, after this podcast, we hope you understand that you really should be paying a little bit more respect to this little wee thing we call our unconscious mind, because it does quite a bit of work.
It does. And the first few all relate to memories and the fact that our unconscious mind stores our memories. It organizes all of our memories, and it will actually repress memories with unresolved negative emotion for our protection. And then what it will do is it will present those repressed memories for resolution when it deems that we are in a safe place physically and emotionally for us to be able to consciously process that. And it will keep repressed emotions repressed until such time. And I'm going to let Billy talk about her experience of why that happens from the perspective of a first responder.
So obviously the unconscious mind is the domain of the emotions, right? That's one of its jobs. That's where it keeps, you know, it's our emotional body. Right, we talk about the four bodies, it's the emotional one. And so what Melissa was talking about, how it represses it, what it does is, you know, as I'll give you a personal example, as a police officer, you know, we have to go against what our innate, you know, human nature is to run away from danger, right? We have to basically go against that programming and go into the face of danger, right? For example, like an active shooter or something like that, we have to go into there. And so my unconscious mind's job, one of the main ones, which we'll get to later, is that it needs to keep me safe, right? That's its number one job, is to keep me safe. So I can't be all in my fear or in my emotions if I have to go and do my job to go save people. So what it will do is like, okay, so Billy can't be scared right now because Billy has to go do her job. So it's going to repress that fear. It's going to maybe repress that, you know, that sadness or, you know, the anger or whatever it is, so that I can go and do what I need to do. Now, when I get back out of the danger zone, if I don't actually process those and say, you know, yeah, that was really scary, and allow myself to feel the fear and then still remind myself that I'm safe, right? Because that's the learning that I got through it and I'm still safe, it will repress it. And then what will happen in this, we see this a lot, you know, when police officers retire or, you know, soldiers out in the field and they come back home and all of a sudden they get these like vivid images. PTSD, right? That's what that is a vivid image. What the unconscious mind is saying is like, hey, Billy, now you're safe. Can we bring back this to your, you know, the front of mind, to your conscious mind, to say, hey, what did I need to learn in that traumatic moment that I couldn't because I was too busy wanting to stay safe or I didn't want to deal with it, right? Because most of us, when we see this, we're like, ah, that's triggering me. I don't want to deal with that. And we push it away. We shove it back down. And the unconscious mind doesn't give up. It's not like, okay, well, Billy doesn't want to deal with this. I'll just let it go. It's going to bring it back more vividly and more vividly. And, you know, it's going to bring more emotion with it, and, you know, because it's going to say, Billy, pay attention. And until I actually resolve that, then it will release it. And this is what I love. I'm going to tie in timeline therapy here, is because timeline therapy allows you to upload the learnings of what happened in that traumatic event without talking about it, right? We don't have to say, go back to that time when you had to go do that thing with that child. And no, we don't want to talk about it. It's just like, what did you need to learn? I need to learn I'm safe. I need to learn I'm worthy. I need to learn I'm lovable. I need to, whatever the learnings were. Once it uploads it, guess what? It releases it. And this is why we love working with the unconscious mind, because it's fast. It knows exactly where it needs to go. What of these unresolved emotions that we didn't deal with, it brings it to the surface, and now we can release it. Then we can keep moving forward.
And the other piece I just want to go back and highlight there is the first one that I said, that it organizes all of our memories. Our unconscious mind literally stores all of our memories as if it's in a giant filing cabinet, and every single event you've ever experienced in your life gets stored. And It's available to the conscious mind when the conscious mind needs to access it. You don't consciously remember every single one of your memories. However, the unconscious mind has it stored, which is why when we work with the unconscious mind, we can ask it, what is the root cause of this emotion in timeline therapy? And it can take us there and allow us to release it. And that is what is so powerful. And then Billy alluded to it already, the fact that the number one job of the unconscious mind is to keep us safe, to preserve our body. And I always love to add in, despite what we may do to it. And it runs our body. It keeps our heart pumping every second of the day. It keeps us breathing every second of the day. Every time we put food in our mouth, it turns on our digestive system and digests and breaks down that food. And we don't give any of that a moment's thought because it is outside our awareness. It is outside our conscious mind because it is being run by the unconscious mind. And so, you know, we've only got to the first eight here, and I'm already in awe of how much our unconscious mind is doing for us each and every single day.
And just to add to the one about running the body, it has the perfect blueprint for our health.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about in other podcasts about, you know, the higher self. It literally has the blueprint for your perfect health. And so, you know, there's so much talk out there that, you know, our bodies are designed to heal itself as long as we allow it to, right? We yes. don't keep it caught up with all these emotions and we allow the body to heal itself and not putting all these drugs and chemicals in it to, you know, help it run. It knows exactly what it's doing. It is very smart. And as long as we create the environment for it. Now, let's talk about number nine, which it says it's a highly moral being, and it's the morality you were taught and accepted, which is why there can be honor among thieves. So it is trainable. And the beautiful thing is, if it's not in a good state where you don't want it to be, we can obviously, you know, shift that as well. However, it will never steer you in a direction that is not for your highest good. So there's a level of trust there that we want for our unconscious mind because it will not steer us where we're not supposed to go. And so that little voice inside our mind, the more you can learn to trust that, you know, some people call it intuition, the more it will take you where you're meant to be, the path that you're meant to be on.
And it enjoys serving. It needs clear orders to follow. Our unconscious mind is actually a little bit like a toddler, right? So think about how you talk to a toddler. If you're going outside on a cold winter day, you're literally going to say to the toddler, put your jacket on so you don't get cold, or just put your jacket on, it's cold outside. You're not going to say, oh, well, I looked at the weather forecast and it's going to be only 3 degrees outside, so could you please go to the front door now and put your jacket on? The toddler isn't going to get that. Put your jacket on, it's cold outside. That's how we communicate with our unconscious mind as well, with very clear, short instructions.
And I'm just going to add a piece to that, is it wants to take orders from somebody it respects. So if you're one of those people that, you know, you hear this voice and yet you don't listen to it, it's going to stop trusting you, right? This is a lot of what we do in our work, in our academy, is building that trust and rapport, again, with our unconscious mind, learning to have that communication and trust it and then move towards it. Because if we keep asking for help, and then yet we keep going in this direction, it's going to be like, okay, well, she just doesn't want to listen. I keep telling her to go this way and she keeps fighting me and going this way. And then she wonders why she gets into all this nonsense and, you know, back on victim island, and I'm telling her to go, yeah, it might be a little bit extra work over here. However, let's keep going, which is also why it's important to be careful what you ask for. Because if you're always thinking about the victim island, guess what? It's just going to give you more of that. Because it wants to serve, and it is, you know, it doesn't only give you the good, right? We co-create everything that we have in our life.
It doesn't judge. It literally gives you what you ask for.
So number 11 is controls and maintains all perceptions, right? So it receives, transmits perceptions from the conscious mind. It's kind of like that gateway to all the things that we see and hear. And then it kind of relates to number 12 here, where it generates, stores, distributes, and transmits energy. If you are not on the page yet that everything is energy, including our thoughts, then we need to dive a little bit deeper into that piece, because everything is energy. Everything is frequency, including our emotions. So those emotions that are fear, you know, anxiety, stress, they're very low frequency emotions. Guess what? Law of attraction. It's a real thing. We can't say, I don't believe in the law of attraction, because I always tell people, well, You know, that's like saying, I don't believe in the law of gravity. You're going to walk around getting hurt if you don't believe in the law of gravity. It's the same concept. Whatever you are transmitting, that energy is what you are bringing back. Again, why it's so important to make sure you are telling your unconscious mind what you want, not what you don't want.
And the next two are also related, and that is that our unconscious mind maintains instincts and generates habits, and it needs repetition until a habit is installed. And so in our work, when we rewire people's neurology, we always talk about, okay, we've just rewired the neurology. We've created a new little bunny trail for you to go this way instead of that way. And now we need the repetition. So we need to give you some tasking in order that that little bunny trail can become a 2-lane road and then a 4-lane road. And then before long, it's an 8-lane highway. And the new neurology, i.e. new programming, automatically goes this way. And it never goes that way anymore. Even when life happens, you don't go that way because you just don't do that anymore. That program is no longer functioning because this one is now the deepest running programming in the unconscious mind.
And I love number 15 is that our unconscious mind is actually programmed to continually seek more and more. There is always more to discover. And I say this all the time. The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And so this is literally evolution. I think of it like a video game, right? Like we're at level one and we're just kind of doing our thing and figuring out where to go and what weapons and not, I don't really like weapons, what tools we need to, you know, really master this level. And then we master it. Now it's like, oh, it's kind of boring. Okay, now I want to get to the next level. And now I got to master this all over again. And, you know, now I got some extra really cool tools to master this level. And it's actually programmed that way. And if we don't continually seek more and we just kind of go status quo, you know that saying, if you're not growing, you're decaying. And so we always want to be growing, 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 because that's what our soul is meant to do, is meant to constantly evolve and grow and seek more.
And our unconscious mind functions best as a whole integrated unit. It doesn't need parts to function. And as we go through life, we can develop parts. You know, there's a part of me that wants this and a part of me that wants that. And parts are resource hogs. Earlier, Billy mentioned the fact that the unconscious mind has our blueprint for perfect health, and it has access to our higher self, which holds all the resources that we need in this lifetime to fulfill our mission. And when we function as a whole integrated unit, our unconscious mind can access all of those resources. And that's awesome, because in that place, we never get stuck. Because in that place, there's always resources to keep us moving forward.
So I want to talk about the last few altogether. It's symbolic. It takes everything personally. It works on the principle of least effort, right? Least resistance. And it doesn't process negatives. So this is why we always say that, first of all, pay attention. It uses symbols, right? It's very simple the way you communicate, right? All of a sudden you start seeing this word all of a sudden keep coming. Listen to that and be aware of your environment. And you'll hear Melissa and I say all the time, like, you know, cancel, cancel, cancel. If we say something in the midst of our teachings that I'm not good enough, we'll say cancel, 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 because I don't want my unconscious mind to take that personally, saying that that's me. Right? That's this whole basis of perception is projection. Whatever I perceive of myself, of life, of everything is what I project out into the world. So we want to ensure that that is not something that we're not projecting our limitations out into the world. And because, as you can see, it's got a lot of jobs to do. If something's working, it's going to keep doing it until we shift it. Just like Melissa was talking about habits. We can reprogram it, because now this one wasn't serving us any longer. It was serving us in that moment when we're at this level. Now it's not serving us because we want to get to another level. And then finally, do not process negatives. That's why we always say focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because if I were to say to you right now, hey, don't think of a blue tree, what'd you do? You just thought of a blue tree and you're like, oh, wait, I got to think of a green tree, right? So we want to be able to focus on what we want, because if we say, I don't want to get sick, guess what? All it heard was, I want to get sick. Cancel, cancel, cancel. So you want to say it in the way you want it. I want to be healthy. I want to earn money. I want a loving relationship. Not what you don't want. Because how many people do you know that you say, well, what do you want in life? And they start talking about all the things they don't want. And guess what? The universe is like, all right, I guess that's what she's saying. I don't know. I don't hear the not. I don't hear the don't. And so we really want to focus on what we're wanting, because what you focus on grows, right? So say it the way that you want it.
And that one was such an aha for me, because this is one that in our entire life, we use this all the time, you know, just going out the door to a concert and you say to your partner or your friends, don't let me forget the tickets. Guess what the unconscious mind hears? Let me forget the tickets. And so again, even reframing simple phrases like that, help me remember to bring the tickets. And I used to say to my kids, because I didn't know this when my kids were little, don't run, you know, on the pool deck or something. And then they would just start running, because kids are entirely in their unconscious mind and they would literally hear the word run. And I'm thinking that they're being deliberately belligerent children, misbehaving and doing what I've just said the opposite of. No, their unconscious mind, all it can process was the word run. They did exactly what I unknowingly told them to do. So that's a really powerful one. So those are, did you want to add something, Billy?
I was just going to say that you can see how many jobs our unconscious mind has.
Yes.
That is not even, that's just a little bit of it. What we teach at Amplify Impact Academy is how do you access the other 90%, right? That's just a piece of the other 90%. Our conscious mind is this little 10%, which we even maybe use like, you know, 20 to 30% of that. If you can learn how to access the other 90%, the analogy there is, you know, it's a difference between going down the highway in first gear, right, which eventually you'll burn out, i.e., you know, your willpower will run out, or you can use the 90% where reprogram, rewire, realize how much the unconscious mind is there to serve you, so now you can be cruising down the highway on fifth and sixth gear, and just life is flowing and you're on your path and you are living the life of your dreams. And that's what really what we teach people to do. And this is where, you know, we walk the walk, right? Our life is completely shifted and, you know, resources come, right? We talked about that before. Like sometimes we're just not resourced. When you learn to access the unconscious mind and you get that access to all those resources and that beautiful blueprint for success that's already written for you.
And so again, we would love to ask you, write to us at info@amplifyimpactacademy.com and let us know what is your favorite prime directive that you learned today as you tap into learning about the other 90% and how much more you can access. So thank you for listening. Thank you for wanting to learn more. And thank you for sharing this with someone else who can benefit from hearing it.
And if you want to learn and actually become a certified in NLP and timeline therapy and hypnotherapy, please check out Amplify Impact Academy. That's what we do here. We want to teach people these tools so that they're eating for life and not just, you know, handing you a fish so you eat for a day. These basic rules of life, as we call them, if you can really understand how your mind works, you can use it for your magnificence and getting you on your beautiful path. So we hope to see you in one of our future programs.
And teaching it to your loved ones as well.
And children.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.